brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number three of the first live broadcast of 2014. And that's going to take some getting used to. Before I know it, it'll be 2015, 2020, 2030. The cybernetic merger, if they have their way. The singularity. Frank in North Carolina, it's funny. The Army War College did reports 2 years ago now on how they'd have to crush a Tea Party rebellion in South and North Carolina. And how their main mission, this is even mainstream news now, will be crushing American gun owners in the South and the Bible Belt. You hear Obama speeches about better clingers and everybody. I mean, that's it. As bad off as the South is and, you know, unhealthy and obese and a lot of bad statistics in the South, I don't care if you're black, white, what it is in the South. People are more hospitable. They're nice. They say hi to you. I guarantee you, if you were in a rural area and a car was burning on the side of the road, you'd have 100 people stop to help you. And they'd know what to do, too. And it's just, they're just more old-fashioned people. And that's why the globalists see it as the enemy. But go ahead and make your point about the zombiosis we're seeing.
Well, you know, it's like everybody keeps saying, it's the obsession. I mean, literally, like an addiction obsession with spectator sports. It's almost like people, of all sports, football is probably the one that I could probably myself become addicted to if I had fallen to that. But I'm too strong because I know it's a trap. I know all.
Well, that's it. I mean, and it's got the chief and the characters and the warrior leaders, the quarterback and the head coach is the head chief, and they have the battle, and it's all the rules. So it's primitive, and so that's their manhood, and it's designed to rob you of your future. That's why it's so sick. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, I mean, I see it as a Judas goat. I know what it is. It's a trap. Otherwise, the establishment wouldn't be pushing it like they do. The politicians, big government, little government, government at all levels. I mean, it's all pushing it. I don't know what's going to happen, man. It's very depressing. I'm encouraged. The guy that called from Connecticut, the people are asking questions about Sandy Hook. I mean, you know, I see encouraging, you know, stories every now and then like that. But, I mean, around here, people are just, they couldn't care less. And if you do care and you question things, they don't think you're crazy for believing what you believe. They just think you're crazy for giving a damn.
That's what I've noticed, is it's like a shield. They wear their dishonor as honor, and they think it's weird that you care. And it's, what kind of world is that? A bunch of dishonorable cowards. That's why, for all its problems and all its corruption, more and more, the only people I find that I even want to be around, other than patriots that are already awake, is military people, because at least they've been in combat. They know what it is to have to tie their shoelaces. They're not cowards. They care about something, even if they've been misdirected and been fooled before. I mean, even as bad as police are, a lot of bullies, thugs, out of control folks, that's what the feds are looking for. But I find statistically more police that are awake and give a damn than the general public. I mean, it's just, it's scary to see the globalists loving how dumbed down the public is. I mean, they just love it. And this is my society. This is your society. This is our culture. And you can see it's getting worse. I mean, how far do you think this can go? Because historically, when stuff gets like this, everything collapses.
Well, it's like, you know, you don't, like they taught us in the Marine Corps, when you're going into a building, you don't want to maneuver yourself where your opponent is going to be backed into a corner. Typically, you like to come in and get on the rooftop so they have a way to get out, because, you know, you don't want to back somebody into a corner and leave them with no option but to fight to the death. But, I think as long as the establishment and the scientific, bureaucracy and whatnot, give them a place to go where they don't actually have to fight, I think 95% of the American people are going to go. They're going to go right where the Judas goat tells them to go.
It's sad, and you're right. The globalists don't want to push us into a corner. They want to flesh us out, and then shoot us, take us out. That's why we've got to pick the battles and go on the offense politically, not let them always be on the offense. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face-to-face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us!
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
For the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
And it is the first worldwide transmission of the InfoWar in 2014. It is the first day of January 2014. Welcome. And thank you all for joining us here on the worldwide radio transmission. I want to thank all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, all of our AM and FM affiliates. Everyone out there, I wish you a wonderful new year, and God bless you all. We are certainly brothers and sisters together in the animating contest and the quest for liberty and freedom in the fight against evil. And that's what it comes down to. And the failure to recognize good from evil, tyranny from liberty, is what will bring down civilizations. Folks are waking up, but not to the full magnitude. I don't blame them. Because let me tell you, I study this stuff constantly, and I'm still blown away by just the new evil systems I discover and how far along this is and how sophisticated it is. And you know, yesterday we talked a lot about this with Steve Quayle. You really come face-to-face with the fact that you're dealing with a spirit. This is above humans. The devil, whatever you want to call it. I mean, if you really get deep into this and study it, it is an animating spirit of evil that we're fighting with the spirit of God. Where there is a spirit of God, there is liberty. I forget which Bible verse there is. Well, where there is the devil, there is tyranny and bondage and poverty and fraud and just sicko gibbering, mentally ill control freaks that love running people's lives and hate their fellow man. And just looking at an image of that Perry lady that was making fun of white people adopting black kids, and just she'd rather them be aborted. It just makes me think of what a slimy enemy she is. It's not an instinct of hating her. It's an instinct of just knowing that she is coming for us. And just knowing that just keep winning against innocent people. It makes me sick. I'm going to fight hard. I'm going to figure out how to beat these people with your help. But all I know is we just got to resist them every day, speak out against them, be hardcore, not back down, and never stop. And let me tell you, folks, it's not exhausting. Sometimes I get tired, but I'd be a lot more tired if I wasn't doing this. Because I've got such, you know, on average, so much more energy, even being 40 years old, compared to when I was 20, because I understand the mission, and it is animating. So it's good to fight tyranny, folks. You were born for this. But we are fighting a spirit. We're fighting a sick culture, and we've got to fight it with that. And it doesn't mean any of us are perfect or any of us are on a high horse, but we know when it's self assured, premeditated evil and fraud and manipulation and corruption. The people that would manipulate their fellow humans towards evil, trying to cheat their fellow humans, trying to have a corrupt system, they are cancer. And they need to be routed out, ladies and gentlemen. They need to be cut out like a cancer. And they're attacking us with the fluoride, the GMOs, all of it. They are wantonly evil. It's on record, the communist Chinese, the German government, the British government, this broke 4 years ago, all have special vaccines produced secretly for them that are not what the general public are given. No kidding. Because they're adding everything you can imagine on purpose to hurt you and your family to those vaccines. You know why folks that take all the vaccines hardly can talk? They are brain damaged on record. You go, well, look at the flu. It's killing people. The flu shot is what gives people the flu on record. Look it up. Again, the people perish for lack of knowledge. Let's go to your phone calls. I appreciate you holding. I'm trying to move quick now. So I'll just try to get your comment, and I'll have a quick comment back to you. We're talking about the zombie culture. How do we turn the tide of people turning into zombies? As the NSA, we're going to cover this, come up with Gucciardi, as the NSA, in their own new documents leaked, calls Apple users dumb zombies that have no idea they're already living in 1984. See, they call you that. They're like, good zombie, you see a person choking, you don't help them, you call 911, even if you know the Heimlich maneuver. Good zombie. Good zombie. Good zombie. You see the Italian court ruling 60-year-olds and grab your kid out of the backyard and rape them because it's love. That's the headline. Good zombie. You don't get upset. They're going to teach 5-year-olds how to be transgender in California and go in bathrooms with adults. Good zombie. You don't get upset. You're passing the test. Good zombie. Obamacare meant to totally rape you financially and take everything you've got and lower the standard of care. But it's a black guy that pushed it, so good zombies. Good zombies. Good zombies. No. Break the spell. Become conscious again. No matter how hard they've hit you, no matter how much suspended disbelief you live under, in your Stockholm world watching TV all day, you can break out of it. You can live again. You don't have to serve this. You don't have to go under it. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That's out of Corinthians 3:17. All right, let's go ahead. Where there is the spirit of the world, there is slavery and ignorance and pain. That's my quote. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. Thanks for holding her on the air in the new year.
Happy New Year, Alex.
Thank you, brother.
Kudos first on It's a Wonderful Life video and the new InfoWars magazine with Obama being displayed as a dictator with a huge communist uniform on the front. I think
yes,
pretty symbolic of what's going on. This Stockholm syndrome, mass Stockholm syndrome, as you have pointed out, it is symbolized very well in a movie with Al Pacino entitled Dog Day Afternoon.
That's
Dog
a good
Day
movie.
Afternoon. Have you heard of it?
I saw it many years ago.
He robs a bank with his buddy, and then the people that are holding him hostage, that he is holding hostage, eventually become impartial to him and being on his side, even when the people try to, you know, the people that are trying to convince Al Pacino that he's doing things wrong, like the police force and so forth, the people want to stay in there with him. The hostages want to stay hostage.
That's exactly how it works, because they're such zombies, they worship the guy, even though he's bad, who is still a man and active. That's what it is.
And you know what? And I'm also, with this whole Patriot thing coming in 2014 with the big 2014 elections, I was engaging in some thought crime today. Like currently, I'm actually reading George Washington in my World Book Encyclopedia.
Oh, that's terrorist.
I know, man. I got a problem, right? And there is a very interesting paragraph, couple paragraphs here that I would like to read if you would let me.
Absolutely, read it.
Now, this is really symbolizing people like Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, all of the Tea Party patriots that I really hope gain seats in these upcoming elections. And symbol of independence, which is in bold letters.
I agree. Read the quote. We got a minute and a half.
To most Americans of this time, Washington became the chief symbol of what they were fighting for. The colonists had been brought up to respect the British king. They did not easily accept the idea of independence. The Congress that approved the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776 was not elected by the people, but by the legislatures of the states. And the legislatures were elected only by property owners. And as a result, some people who did not own property and had no vote viewed independence with suspicion. Thousands of loyalists, as British sympathizers were called, refused to help the fight for independence in any way. And that's what really symbolizes the people nowadays. They're afraid of independence.
They want the status quo, which is a rotting culture. We're going in the wrong direction. We've got to go back to liberty.
Yeah, right. I absolutely agree with you, Alex. And hey, have a good New Year. And I hope just independence thrives throughout the New Year. I hope we don't see any horrible false flags and just people just wake up, start reading books like 1984, Animal Farm, Fahrenheit 451, Brave New World, and read what these people like in the Grand Chessboard and all this, the Vivian Rosinski and all
exactly. They're all very public. They brag about what they're doing to us. That's what's so frustrating is that the average sheeple think we're making this up when they could go find out it's true for themselves. More calls coming up than Gucciardi.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north for us your song. North to Alaska, go north for us your song.
I'm going back to your calls.
Big Sam left Seattle.
It's very irritating to me. It is a minority of them. There's 189 upvotes, 33 downvotes. On the video that's up on InfoWars.com, car on fire, cell phone user oblivious. We said in the description, we said in the article, John Bounds driving down 360 yesterday morning. There is a car with fire under it and a woman standing a foot and a half, 2 feet, literally in the smoke. He pulls over to render aid, which is the law, by the way. No one in just literally thousands of cars. I mean, it's just hundreds going by every few minutes. Just jam-packed traffic. Pull over to help her. You're supposed to do that, especially if you see it pull over and catch on fire. And it's a big problem in society, people not rendering aid. He's not shooting iPhone video at first. He's standing back 150 yards saying, get away from the car. Finally, when she starts walking up, he starts videotaping, talking to her. And the idiots are on here going, hey, she was like, you know, 30 feet away or whatever. She's a safe distance. We told you, morons. She was standing next to the car is why he pulled over to go tell her to get away from it. I mean, it's just no one denies that Good Samaritan activity is way down. That's on record. Okay, that's what this is all about. It's like the woman choking that nobody would help. I guess I should have just let her die. I mean, you people are nuts. You're nuts. And I'm talking to that minority of people. But it's still a nice slice, maybe 10%, are completely out of their mind and would argue with anything we say or anything we do. It's just total mindlessness. Absolutely outrageous. Let's go back to your phone calls. Jim in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, an example of what a zombie the American culture is they have been convinced my whole lifetime that a third-party candidate cannot get elected president, yet they celebrate one of the most famous presidents, the 16th president, and if they knew their history, they'd know that our 16th president was elected in 1864 on a third-party candidate. It's history. But yet we're convinced today that Ron Paul can't make it. We're convinced because we are all zombies. It's pathetic.
Absolutely. It's the mind control and brains from birth. We're now 65 years into TV, set in front of the television. We've been programmed to do what it says, and that's a false reality where they can present whatever they want. Very well said. Appreciate your call. Karen in Arizona, thanks for calling. Happy New Year. Go ahead.
And two zombies. About a couple of months ago, I was driving down the road, and I saw this guy in a wheelchair, electric wheelchair, motorized. And he was struggling because he got stuck in some mud. Cars were going by. I turned around to help him. And he also had a little dog, and now we were trying to get his wheelchair unstuck. Cars were going by. So one guy finally did turn around, come by, and help us. And I noticed all the cars driving by, and I thought, boy, are we in trouble. Another thing, as I mentioned to this woman, I said, stop voting straight party. And she got into this, oh, he's in, the other guy will win. I said, that's the problem. I said, this is all a brainwashing job. You know, because I thought of Ron Paul. I said, this is all a brainwashing job to convince you that the other guy's going to win. And so I says, no, but this is a zombie state.
Well, no, that's it. And again, when I was a kid, if your tire was flat and you were a woman, looked like you were having a problem, people would stop and help you. Or, you know, the list just goes on and on. It's just scary to see somebody dying in the street and no one helps them. I mean, they won't even call 911. It's like that guy on the train a few months ago who, for several minutes on the video, is just aiming guns at people's heads, and they're all on smartphones and walking over. People even see the gun, but they're so conditioned they can't believe it's actually happening. Then he starts shooting people, and then they freak out. I mean, if I saw some guy pull a gun out, I would immediately act like I didn't see it until he walked by, and I'd grab the gun away. And by the way, folks, I have taken a gun away from somebody. I have taken a knife away from somebody. The culture was much more rough when I was even growing up outside Dallas, Texas, and in Dallas. And I'm not going to tell those stories because, you know, the average yuppie doesn't even know what that stuff's like. But I guess the average person gets a knife or a gun pulled on them and they grovel. Not me. I go completely crazy. I mean, it's almost like enjoyable that you've now done something so I can beat the hell out of you. And it's not like sadistic, like I like to hurt people. I don't like to hurt a little mouse, or I don't like to hurt a cat or a dog or a child. I like to hurt scum. And it's not like I even like to hurt them. It's like, it's just like, if you're going to fight, might as well enjoy it. It's like, it's not, it's just, you're ready to beat the hell out of somebody. And I don't. don't know where people don't have that instinct anymore, that if somebody attacks you, you hit them back. They teach people in school, you don't fight back against a bully, and you get in more trouble if you fight back. I mean, that's pure slavery.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief Partner Companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from the old Republic of Texas, broadcasting worldwide from globalist occupied Austin. Anthony Gucciardi's with us. We'll continue with your calls with Shauna and Jerry and others that are patiently holding before we end the transmission. I also want to get into this big NSA news where the new NSA documents, they're laughing at the public in the PowerPoints and calling us dumb zombies. And, I mean, how would you do that about your fellow Americans? I mean, it's just, we're here saying, don't be a zombie, be aware. They want to keep you, oh, we're not doing that, zombies. That's like keeping a kid in a cage their whole life and then making fun of them because they're uninformed and stupid. Oh, look, he can't read or write and talks like a, you know, talks like a caveman. Ah, when you help do it, you scum. There's nothing worse than trying to lower people. Now, if somebody's trying to bring you down, and then you lower them fair and square, that's the way it is. In business or a lawsuit or they physically attack you, you break their neck, whatever you got to do. That's different, ladies and gentlemen. And that's when your instinct should be to dominate. The problem is good people have given up on their instinct to dominate evil. And so we've let evil dominate us, and there's no end to the level of evil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to drudgereport.com, you can see there in the middle column, top story, nuke fear. Feds order 14 million dosages of potassium iodine. The way I read the Fed biz site, it's actually 14 million packages of it. But the point is this is the biggest order ever. It was like 8 million they ordered back during the last Fukushima. This is huge. And we've been telling you, it's the extraction of the rods, the cleanup, which the Japanese news admits has been carried out by the mafia over there. They're using homeless people basically below minimum wage as like death commandos to go in. That was in Reuters a few days ago. This is incredible that this is happening, and we're here to break it down. Now, Gucciardi's also put not just Watson's report up, but he has also done another report that just went out in the last hour, Infowars.com. Is the government stockpiling iodine in prevention for Fukushima meltdown? Do flies follow Obama everywhere like he's Satan incarnate, or conversely, a pile of pig crap? Yes, we know the answer. Excuse me, I just got to say it. I mean, he may not be the devil. He may just smell like what flies like. Flies never land on me. Hardly ever, unless there's a horse fly trying to bite me in the woods or something. I mean, they're just constantly coming out of his mouth, spontaneously generating out of his toot or whatever's happening. But U.S. government orders 14 million dosages of potassium iodide. There's the headline. And so I wanted to get Anthony Gucciardi's take on this because he was the one talking about it yesterday. And I noticed Watson also must have found it in the FedBiz site or from one of our tipsters. Listeners sent it to us an email. So we're breaking that at Infowars.com right now. But, Anthony, this is what we've been concerned about with that radioactive wave coming in, all of it. And, of course, you've got the head of the Young Turks saying when he was at MSNBC, the last straw was, they said, look, don't have reporters there. Run away from it. It's really horrible, super high radiation, but we're not going to tell the public that. And, of course, the prevailing winds and the ocean all comes our way. So, again, I personally am concerned about this, and I'm not on the West Coast. Radiation's gone up some here. Now, I think Ann Coulter should move to live in Fukushima. She says it's a good deal, literally. And, that's her First Amendment. I don't agree with that. What is your breakdown of this serious development? What do you think they're doing it for? All the reactors that are 40 years old here that are rotting, they're going to keep going, violating federal law? The other reactors or the missing nuclear weapons? What do you think's going on here, Anthony Gucciardi?
This is the same government, we have to remember, that raised the allowable radiation limits in our food, turned off the radiation counters on the West Coast, and silently have been preparing for Fukushima for a while because their experts tell them, yeah, Fukushima, the key thing is the extraction of these rods. Even the conservative professors from Yale University and others are saying, yeah, the extraction of these rods could lead to, quote-unquote, Fukushima forever. Changing the world, completely devastating Japan. But we can go back now and look at this reality that it was at this around the same time. They've started to take the rods out now. The government knows this. The federal analysts who look at this say, yeah, this is the key thing. This is the number one issue.
Because if they touch,
basically the whole plant will blow up. There will be a meltdown.
And there's tons of these things.
Yeah.
And they have homeless people. Can you guys pull up the image of the homeless guy they've got doing the work? I mean, I'm not putting the homeless guy down, but he looks like, you know, he has a couple cups of sake a day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Human error is just to begin with. But look at this.
I think it was Business Insider had the photo, but go ahead.
1,535 rods that they have to extract. That's 1,535 instances of a potential catastrophe that could melt down Fukushima, evacuate Japan, completely obliterate the West Coast with fallout. And that's a conservative Yale professor on Huffington Post. David Suzuki, who, you know, is right about some things wrong.
Civilization ending in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying basically Japan would be wiped out. Bye-bye, Japan. West Coast would have to immediately evacuate.
That's the quote. Bye-bye, Japan.
Yeah, exact quote. Bye-bye, Japan. It would be completely obliterated. And then we'd have to evacuate here in the United States in many areas. And the food supply would be completely tarnished. But the thing is here, they're ordering, it is 14 million tablets. So you could say packages of doses or whatever. 14 million tablets of this potassium iodide, which I believe, and the experts...
Well, it's tablets, not packages.
That's a low-quality garbage iodine that, you know...
Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, but you take it in an emergency. But anyway, the key thing here is the iodine manufacturers, they all know that Fukushima is probably going to melt down because they have homeless people going in, working on these rods, extractions.
That's right. That's why we've had everybody in the world trying to call it by our raw crystals that we have stockpiled.
A form of elemental.
Yeah.
You can't even hardly get that anymore. And I was talking to some manufacturers. They've increased it like 2,000% over the last several years, and it's going up more and more with Fukushima and everything like that. In 2011, now it's just extrapolating over and over again. The government is undoubtedly 100% preparing for the meltdown of Fukushima with this purchase. Specifically, the 14 million doses, maybe just for the West Coast. And then you could get into the reality that they're also buying it because they know the prices.
And by the way, that on screen is the small explosion. Show the Mach 3 reactor. Where it's a big 3,000-foot-tall mushroom cloud. Or just look at Mushroom Cloud Fukushima, and I'll give it to you guys. You'll see it. It's three times the size of that.
Yeah, that was all downplayed anyway. It was over two times the amount of
radiation. No, it's good for you. Yeah, there it is. That's good for you.
We should actually make Ann Coulter radiation pills just bottled at the source from Fukushima, like spring water, except for
radiation. We should do a joke video. I've said a parody on that. No available. Ann Coulter and Fukushima pills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then show a clip of her saying it's good for you and go, that's right. Now you can enjoy brain damage, kidney failure, cancers, and infertility.
Bottled it.
There's nothing like your teeth falling out and your fast-growing cells all dying. Do you like your guts liquefying and blood pouring out of your body? Well, then, Ann Coulter radiation pills are for you.
Well, you know, it's good news for her because they did dump, I think, 73% of all of the radiation, the cesium, into the Pacific Ocean when they couldn't handle it anymore. So, thankfully, we do have radiation constantly attacking us through the food supply and through the ocean on a consistent 24/7 basis. That's the other point, too, here, is that silently they're preparing. A real government would tell its people, tell its citizens what's going on and order them to prepare themselves.
The Russians did when Chernobyl blew up. They said take iodine and also Prussian blue, which we can't get here, that also takes it out. People know that as the color, but it's a mineral, I guess, that's really good. We've been looking into that. But the whole point is that my wife lived in Europe. Her dad was a diplomat with the agriculture department. During that, and for about 6 months, they had to have frozen food flown in from the U.S. and Asia. They had to have powdered milk, no more milk, because that it bioaccumulates in the cow's milk, because it was hitting the crops. Italy, Germany, France, Russia, they wouldn't eat their food for at least 6 months. And the U.N. says over a million deaths in the aggregate since 86 from Fukushima in the last 20-something years. But meanwhile, they will not even tell us.
We are literally still importing fish from Japan and eating them right here in Texas. And it's sold as a delicacy.
Why are you racist against Japanese?
I'm obviously very racist because I don't like radiation.
I'm not going to look at what you just said. I'm just going to call you racist.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You shouldn't look at these quotes where he says, much more serious is the danger of the spent fuel rod pool. This is a Yale University professor where he says 1535 rods, safely transport them to the common storage pool. Then you have 50 meters to go, and then it's 6,375 other rods. And if they blow up, then it will be, he said, they would fission, and all of humanity will be threatened for thousands of years. That's okay, though. He's obviously racist. And he says they're completely uncontrollable, you know, and we have homeless people doing it who are paid like $3 a year. And the Unit 4 pool is completely destroyed. Everything about this is red alert level.
And the whole place, what's that hydrology term, where it's all turning into a swamp and
right,
sponging
because
they're having to keep dumping water on it.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. I forget the term. We always try and bring it up, but it is actually key. This whole thing is just riddled with error.
I mean, I'm actually looking at Southern Hemisphere over the radiation because you can't fight that. I mean, if it gets high enough, I will leave. And I guess I'll take some of the crew with me or something. I mean, this is that serious.
That is actually the only answer at that point. I mean, you can protect yourself with some iodine, things like that. But if it actually completely blows sky high, even the experts say...
Well, that's why we know radiation at this level lowers immunity. That's why they're having huge flu and cold deaths in Japan. Tens of thousands of kids dropping dead on playgrounds because they'll have cardiac arrest from it. This is all admitted to cover up, and we've been getting hit with radiation. We're eating it, and you're seeing record deaths from bacteria and stuff. I mean, this is already hammering.
And real hot particles in California as far as Boston, too. Hot particles. You know, you inhale that, you're essentially dead. I mean, this is massive level. They were saying on some reports that it's worse than Chernobyl.
Oh, it's many times worse than Chernobyl.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah, exactly. That's an understatement because Chernobyl, not to mention, was just a one-time event. This could go on for thousands of
years. It was one reactor that blew up, not five that all partially blew. that are continuing to blow. You know, they're still picking up weird isotopes that show stuff's going on.
And then we trust TEPCO, which has been unveiled to be like run by the mafia. And they're telling us how great everything is hiring homeless people. That doesn't sound very good. They're taping up things. Nuclear fission technology. They're just using duct tape.
You know, I'm not for like global government type stuff, but this should be like the U.S. Of course, we're leading the evil instead, or the U.N. or NATO or whoever. It should be. They already had Navy ships there. They're all getting cancer, suing over that. But I mean, this should be 100,000 people there volunteering. You know, every month, top scientists, people in lead line suits, coming up with the best plans. It should be a Manhattan level project to clean this up. Instead, they just don't care.
The Nuclear Commission did raise it to the highest level recently. The issue is that
I think they created a new level.
Yes. And the issue is that no one is doing anything about it. The governments are just sitting back in the United States.
This is the highest level nuclear emergency.
Yep.
And now they were saying, last time I saw a few weeks ago, they may create a new level.
Yeah, exactly. This is beyond anything else. And we're just sitting here, bread and circus level, doing nothing about it. The government's not telling us anything. Meanwhile,
it's like a T6 tornado.
Yeah, this is the collapse of the Roman Empire, basically. And we're just sitting here doing nothing. And they're buying 14 million.
Well, you know, the Romans in 410, when Alaric was like 50 miles away, the Visigoth chieftain out of Germany, and was burning and pillaging and slaughtering everyone and only taking the women. They were still having sex with their horses and partying and just laughing and drugged out of their mind as the hordes. I mean, it's the same deal. That's what I'm saying. It's zombiosis.
Yeah.
It's the decadence.
That's what we were talking about off the air. The Roman Empire is the most closely related, in my opinion, to the United States, because Obama actually doesn't want fervent supporters as much as he has them. He wants a population that is docile and doesn't care one way or another.
Well, that's why they modeled the last 100 years, brought in the fascist symbols of the Senate. They modeled themselves. Look at the architecture. They say they're the new Rome.
The absolute key is apathy. Because the enemy of all of this, the establishment, is to care about Fukushima, care about the fact that it's blowing up consistently, that the experts say it'll threaten humanity for thousands of years. That's the antithesis of the establishment. To not care, to have apathy, is to allow them to win and to allow them to completely destroy our family.
And that's what John Bounds reports about. The woman's a foot and a half away from the car. He finally gets, it later blows up.
Yeah, I guess he should have just let her blow up. I mean, that's what it could have come down to, because some of the comments were like, how dare he annoy her like that? How dare he go in and barge and be so aggressive? Just even having emotions now is bad, because passion is the ultimate enemy of the establishment. Passion for anything, as we're doing right now, this passion, people think it's weird that you care that Fukushima is blowing up and killing thousands of millions of people. Gee, that's a good thing to have passion. That's what all these motivational people have always said, you know. The ones that are real is have passion for what you're doing, and that's how you have success in business or anything. This is just a new level, bringing the media to the next level about passion. The mainstream media has no passion. The mainstream media reports and says, today Fukushima, blah, blah, blah. They don't care. They don't even report on the real news. This is called passion. That's why.
Yeah, how could they all sit around MSNBC and Fox and CNN, it's all coming out, and go, oh, yeah, don't send reporters. And, oh, it is increasing here. And then they don't even, they just go home and have sex and party.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it's just, they're nuts. They're nuts. They're nuts.
It is complete insanity. And when people are actually realizing this, though, and that's why 2014 is going to be an absolutely winning.
I agree. Now, listen, we're all honest about this. We're concerned about this. This is serious. The report's nationwide at DrudgeReport.com. U.S. government orders 14 million doses of potassium iodine. What I do is fund our operation with stuff I really believe in. And we stockpiled this particular proprietary patented nascent iodine. It's the purple, blue, true crystal form in gas injected in the non-GMO from Germany, corn-based glycerin. And it is very expensive to produce, very hard to make. And I'm going to try to stockpile even more of it. We've got more of it coming in, but it's selling out right now. Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the Fluoride Shield that has five other compounds that pull out heavy metals, toxins, with iodine in it. So the Fluoride Shield has iodine in it as well. It's in a two-ounce bottle, and that we haven't sold out of yet, but we're getting close as well, but more is coming in as well. So, again, Fluoride Shield, the two-ounce bottle. And then we have for $39.95, very low price for what this cost us. And we have the 1 ounce nascent iodine, that's the pure iodine, for $29.95, and that helps fund our operation as well. So I go out and go, nobody knows about this. This is the best form. It does all this. I'm going to buy it out and sell it. I mean, it's simple. And then we fund our operation. I sell quality stuff. InfoWarsLife.com. Anthony comments on people taking action and stockpiling this. I mean, I've got like 100 bottles at home.
Yeah, I have a lot, too.
I'm taking some right now.
I have some actually just sitting there fermenting in my basement, as well as some other products as well. Preparedness is key because, as I mentioned before, potassium iodide, which the government is buying, just as they gave out Doritos and Mountain Dew during Hurricane Sandy, they're going to give out, if anything, this might actually just be for government, by the way.
No, no, this is for the government.
Yeah, but if they were to give it out, they would give out the potassium iodide, which is the poor, low-quality, synthetic, inorganic form.
And I'll be honest, we sell that if people want it.
Yeah, you do sell it because in an emergency scenario, if you have nothing else, obviously you want to take that. Obviously. My thing about the Survival Shield, the Nascent Iodine, is you can take it every day. You can take it every day to prepare yourself and help, you know, support your thyroid and everything like that before disaster strikes.
It's already struck and the radiation levels are up.
Exactly. But, you know, a meltdown or anything like this. But this potassium iodide, you don't want to take that every day. Absolutely not. My thing is nascent iodine, 100% all the way. I stockpile it. I purchased it even before we started selling it, you know, from the manufacturer directly with stockpiling it for my family, giving it out to others. It tastes great. That's my thing. And we can't even really get the elemental form of iodine anymore anyway. So I would encourage everyone, if they're going to stockpile it, to do it now.
Well, that is a worry because they only have a certain supply of the raw crystals that has to be all DEA approved and a locked vault.
If Fukushima goes down, good luck getting iodine. That's the truth.
Any of it.
Yeah, any of it, even the potassium style.
InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. If you want to call and order it, we're going to come back, take a few phone calls, and make some other comments on 2013-2014.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your leaf's going to pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're going to make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I would stand in line for this. There's always
always time and life for this. Oh, baby, then it fell apart.
And that's what's happening with all this tyranny. Repeat what you said to me, because we were getting off the whole Fukushima iodine subject, but you said some hardcore stuff that's absolutely true during the break. Repeat, Anthony, what you were just saying about what's happening with iodine, because it's true. Tell folks.
We were just having a conversation about the manufacturing stuff. You were saying, could we actually get more elemental iodine if Fukushima does blow up? In 2011, some of the numbers I was getting was per unit, instead of $200, the manufacturers were jacking up to $2,000 a unit. No one could get iodine. And then in addition to all of that, they weren't even selling it because they're just stockpiling it in warehouses like diamonds sitting on.
For those that don't know, elemental iodine is like alien blood. It eats through five levels of steel if you were to drop it on the ground.
Well, you know, Dr. Group was telling me a story about this one manufacturer who, yeah, they did drip some on the ground on the carpet and went through multiple stories of the building. I mean, that's how raw and serious this is. The handling of it is totally insane. The DEA regulations alone are insane. You have to handle this with extreme precision. And people have warehouses of this just sitting, waiting, because they know that they can jack up the price. But the thing is, people are willing to pay for that. The government is taking a preemptive strike right now and getting these 14 million doses because they know when it hits the fan, they're not going to be able to get any of it, just like we saw in 2011. Now, my thing I was saying is that the public is so unaware of this to a larger degree, thanks to the mainstream media, that if I was into stocks and everything, which I'm not, and I don't believe in the stock market, the future trades for iodine would be where it would be at right now. Because if Fukushima does go, the iodine alone, the elemental pure iodine, will be the number one commodity in the United States and probably around the world. For sure, Japan, if they can even have a functioning commerce system over there. But iodine will be the number one commodity. Because even, you know, food's great and everything, but it can't protect you from certain forms of radioactive, iodine. So that will be the...
Well said. Well said. And I mean, it's already melting down. But I just... Why are they using homeless people? Because we pulled up a photo earlier. It wasn't the one I saw the day of the group of homeless. I mean, they look like our homeless. Like they, had about 100 gallons of sake that day.
No, I'm sure they did.
They got drunk homeless people with their hair sticking up. I mean, this is insane. You couldn't come up. Like, I started almost laughing earlier when you were talking because I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like a Monty Python skit where you have the drunk homeless Japanese people. I mean, this is not funny.
It's like doing surgery.
But it is funny.
The doctor calls in, like, the local 7-Eleven owner or something to do the brain surgery. And he's like, here you go. Just use these tools. It's real simple. You know, we'll pay you $2-3 a year. Just go ahead and do that.
Well, it said less than minimum wage an hour, to be serious.
Well, they're cleaning up the area and everything like that. But knowing those guys, since apparently it is run by completely insane liars, which is true and valid.
Yeah, TEPCO's mafia. That's
admitted. Complete mafia.
They're just busy with tattoos, five women an hour, just
arguing. Yeah, exactly. Telling everyone that it's actually fine and there's no radiation concern to live in the Fukushima area and that it's fine. People still live there.
While all the rich Japanese have moved further south, even out of Tokyo.
Yeah, exactly.
They tell the poor, oh, safe, go.
Getting out of Japan entirely, too, many of them, when there's hot particles as far as Boston. But that is the sad joke. That is the completely sad nightmare that we're living in right now, where they say it's perfectly fine, and they're on their jets getting out of there as fast as they possibly can and talking about the reality.
Why do you think almost all the rich Israelis are leaving Israel right now?
Well, it comes down to a lot of different things, but, I mean, you look at the fact that...
It comes down to if they keep attacking Syria, Russia might nuke Israel.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. The timeline of events basically comes down to Russia attacking Israel, and ultimately some analysts say they could fail. But Russia,
by the way, there's one of the TEPCO workers.
Yeah, he looks like a hardened veteran for nuclear fission, for sure. Cleaning up.
I'm going to do some overdrive, go to Shauna. I appreciate you holding. And Hunter. Shauna's first, then Jerry, then Hunter. That's all we're going to have time for. I apologize to Mike in Tennessee, listening on 1600 AM, 1600. How do you even say an AM station right? I'm not even saying it right. It's 11...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.